we have Councillor Sam Corcoran, who is the leader of Cheshire East Council. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. I'm very well, thank you. And the question becomes more and more relevant each day. So, yes, I am well and grateful for it.
Good. I'm glad you're staying safe and you and your family are. What's the picture like at the moment across Cheshire East? I mean, the headlines, the national headlines, look absolutely terrifying with all these numbers. But what's the local picture like at the moment?
There are new cases every day, but the numbers of new infections are lower than they were a few weeks ago. So we are past the peak and the restrictions are working. But there's still a lot of coronavirus out there, so stay at home unless you have to go out. And if you do go out, stay 2 metres apart, don't touch your face, and wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water when you get home. The NHS is coping very well, though. So one message I'd like to get out is if you need to go to hospital or you need to see your GP because of other things other than coronavirus, then please do.
There's one point you said there, Sam, that I just wanted to pick up on. A lot of the tabloid press newspapers yesterday, and it shouldn't make me chuckle, but they did. But they were jumping on this bandwagon that everything's going to be lifted and it's going to be relaxed on Monday. It's not been said yet, has it? And this weekend, you've still got to stick to those lockdown rules.
Indeed, and I would be very surprised if all the restrictions were lifted on Sunday. There is still, as I say, coronavirus out there, and if everybody breaks the regulations now, we could have a second wave, which could be worse than the first.
Oh,
so it is important to maintain the restrictions for now.
What's the atmosphere like amongst the business folk in Cheshire East? Are they confident that things will get back to normal eventually and it will bounce back good and strong? Or is there, you know, a little bit of worry out there? What's the vibe at the moment?
I think both to that. There is a huge amount of worry out there, but there is also confidence that, you know, we can get things back. I think things will be different. There will be some businesses that thrive. For example, on Tuesday, Cheshire's Council adopted its environment strategy and carbon action plan. Cheshire is already renowned as a green county. If you just think of Cheshire, you think of green fields. And I want Cheshire East to be at the forefront of carbon reduction, attracting new green businesses, developing low carbon technology. So things will be different, but I'll be making sure that many things are better, and to improve is to change.
What's the community spirit like, Sam, at the moment around Cheshire? Are people coming together, are they now?
It's fantastic. Many people have commented on the positive aspects of recent changes, you know, improved air quality, less traffic on the road, safer cycling, hearing the birds singing, but also a generally friendlier and more supportive society. So there are some aspects of previous lifestyles that we may not wish to bring back, and we do have an opportunity to reset our lives and our communities, and I think the community spirit is one of the things I'd like to see retained.
I'm going to ask you now to be honest with us, right, for a second, because the next question, I can understand that you've got a line to stick to, but have there been any real struggles with any of the services across Cheshire East that the council provide?
Yes. As a cabinet, we made a policy decision that we wanted to keep the curbside wheelie bin collections going. And that was difficult to keep that going. You may, if you see your bins being collected, it may not be the normal people who are doing that, because people have reassigned into the wheelie bin collections to keep that service going. So thank you to all those people who have normally been doing the park's maintenance, for example, and have now volunteered to move into the wheelie bin collections. But it's been really good to keep that service going, particularly at a time when lots of people are doing gardening because they've got time on their hands. They've been doing clearing things out. They've had extra waste from having lots of home deliveries. But even with all the extra pressure on that service, it's great that we've managed to keep it going.
Just to add to that, I've got family that live in Congleton, and my auntie and uncle's next door neighbour has offered them to use their bin, their gardening bin, because they have a smaller garden than them, so they're sharing bins around and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that goes back to the, you know, fantastic community spirit. You can't actually meet the people face to face, but when you go out to Clap on a Thursday evening, you can actually have a very nice chat with the neighbours.
Yes.
At a distance.
Staying on the rubbish, the topic at the moment, Sam. There's been a lot of coverage in the local press about recycling centres opening lately, reopening lately, and the local tips are reopening. But then again, there's been also been reports of people fly tipping and people burning rubbish. Now, I don't know whether it's illegal to burn rubbish in your back garden. I don't know those rules or not. But why are people fly tipping? Because you just said people are still collecting the bins.
The first thing on the fires, yeah, please don't light the fires. The fire brigade have been called out to a significant number of fires that have got out of control. So, you know, lighting a bonfire puts a wholly unnecessary strain on emergency services, as well as, you know, can cause neighbour disputes. In terms of fly tipping, we did have a spike in fly tipping when the tips were first closed, but fly tipping has actually fallen in many other areas in the country. It's a vile crime just to dump your stuff in the countryside, so don't do it. There's no excuse for doing that. I am pleased that the household waste recycling centres will open on Monday, so it'll be normal times of 8:30 to 5 every day, but I would put out a call. Please don't go in the first week unless you really have to. You know, there will be queues and there are special restrictions in place for that first week. No trailers, no commercial vehicles, odd number plates on Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Sunday, and even number plates on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday.
Where can people find out all that information out on the tips reopening and all those regulations at the moment? Are they on your website or something?
There's a press release on the Cheshire East Council website, and I've posted it on my Facebook page. I've been doing daily broadcasts on Facebook and Twitter, and I've posted links to that on my Facebook page.
Superb. Now, let's touch on the fact that it's VE Day today, a very special day in our history. Obviously, some of the events that were planned around Cheshire East can't go ahead now. But can we get a sentiment from the council on what's happening locally, privately, in people's gardens and in their communities, and online to commemorate the day?
I would put out a thanks to Councillor Ashley Farrell, who's the Armed Forces Champion. I know I'd done a lot of work around preparing for VE Day, and then nearly all of what he prepared for had to be cancelled. But there are, again, there's a press release on the Cheshire East website setting out about how we could commemorate VE Day. One thing that I'll be doing is singing We'll Meet Again later on this evening. There's ideas of garden parties. But again, maintain social distancing. It's great if you've got a big front garden, but if you've got a small front garden, make sure you do maintain that social distancing. I think do celebrate the day. Dame Vera Lynn's We'll Meet Again is scheduled for 9 o'clock, and there's a programme of remembrance on YouTube from the Albert Hall at 6 p.m, and the BBC will also have a programme of remembrance starting at 8 p.m.
Talking about the people celebrating in their own way in their private gardens and stuff, the street that I live in are actually having a street party. Now, don't panic over that. It's a street party in our back garden, so our next door neighbour is continuing with some bunting that we're putting up, and the bunting's going all the way up the street over the back gardens. It's quite clever how they've done it, actually. But there you go.
Yes, I have seen that, and also when people have gone out for the Thursday evening clap, sometimes people have put out the deck chairs, and I've seen conversations across the street from one side of the street to the other. So fantastic social distancing, but also great community spirit.
Sam, before we leave you for the day and to enjoy the bank holiday Friday, which sounds a bit weird, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to thank all those in the NHS and the care sector. The NHS is the closest thing we have to God's kingdom on earth. It's healing the sick and free at the point of service. And that's not just the people working in the hospitals. I think it's a great tribute to the primary sector and our care sector that although we have the highest number of deaths in Europe, we've not had the same scenes in UK hospitals that we've seen in some other countries of patients lying on hospital floors. There's been a lot of people cared for outside of hospitals. And I should declare my wife's a local GP, so it's been really nice for me to be clapping for the NHS and care workers every Thursday evening. And as I say, it's not just the frontline staff. I would like to thank all those supporting our society, and I do hope that when this is all over, we won't lose our newfound respect for those we rely on, the delivery drivers, the care workers, those who empty the bins, as well as doctors, nurses and hospital staff.
You must feel a huge sense of pride when you look around Cheshire East to know, you know, the strength of the local communities as well, obviously.
Yes, but it's tempered by the knowledge that hundreds of people are dying. So it is a very difficult time. And things have not been as bad as some of the predictions and some of the contingency plans that we made, I'm very pleased, haven't had to be used. So I think we've had a great response, but there have been people who've died as a result of this crisis.
Councillor Sam Corcoran, Leader of Cheshire East Council, thank you so much for your time on this Bank Holiday Friday. If you can, go and relax, go and enjoy the rest of VE Day.
Thank you very much.